President Trump has doubled down on his pick of federal housing finance regulator Bill Pulte, who has no prior intelligence experience. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York said Trump and the Republicans are putting partisan politics ahead of national security.
In the middle of sensitive negotiations to reauthorize surveillance authority, which they knew were challenging, Donald Trump decides to toss a hand grenade into the middle of those negotiations to blow them up because Donald Trump decided he wants to elevate Bill Pulte, who is nothing more than a malignant political hack who is in no way, shape, or form qualified.
Senate Republicans have urged Trump to pick someone with more experience rather than appointing a political ally. House Speaker Mike Johnson blamed Democrats for the stalemate. The Louisiana Republicans said the country is now less safe because of it.
Today, we just offered a simple, clean, three-week extension of the FISA national security law. The Democrats, 199 of them, voted against a clean three-week extension for political purposes. And when the bill went down, they applauded. They applauded it. That record and that video is going to live in infamy. I pray that we do not have a serious calamity on our shores over the next few weeks.
House Minority Leader Jeffries said the Democratic caucus was serious when it told Speaker Johnson and the Republicans that no extension bill would be passed until their concerns were addressed.
We said we were against moving forward with surveillance authority as long as Bill Pulte remained Donald Trump's choice to be the acting director of national intelligence. We said it and we meant it.
Senate Democrats, meanwhile, rejected Senate Leader John Thune's request to pass the reauthorization bill by unanimous consent or simple voice vote. Civil liberties advocates have also requested that a warrant be issued before the government could look at communications between Americans and foreign nationals located abroad. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, expires tomorrow. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.